Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. Two new polls show Democrat Elizabeth Warren pulling slightly ahead of Republican incumbent Scott Brown in the race for U.S. Senate. One poll conducted by the Western New England University Polling Institute shows Warren with a 6-point lead over Brown. The other, conducted by Public Policy Polling, shows Brown trailing Warren by 2 points. Joining us now to sort through the poll information is Paul Watanabe, professor of political science at UMass Boston. Hello, Professor.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, what do you make of these poll numbers? In recent months, we've seen that that race is pretty much deadlocked. Should we take these new numbers to mean that Elizabeth Warren is really in the lead?
Well, I think the numbers still reveal that the race is deadlocked. They're very close, even though one poll shows a bit of a spreading of the margin in Warren's favor. And secondly, again, from these most recent polls, it's the direction of the polls that's probably important. And they do indicate that the direction is slightly towards Elizabeth Warren. They probably reflect when the polls were taken, right after the Democratic convention, a very successful Democratic convention.
That's what I wanted to know. Is this a convention bump? What other things could be attributing to that slight pulling ahead?
It is a convention bump, but it has more to do than just Elizabeth Warren's having appeared on national television and appeared at that convention. What that convention did is energize Democratic voters across the country and, of course, in this closely watched race here in Massachusetts. Hers is what we call a campaign that's focused on the base. For her, she has to make sure that that base comes out, that that base is energized. And one thing that the Democratic convention did for her, for President Obama, and for others, is that it energized and helped to mobilize that base.
Would you say that Warren's base includes women voters? She's been focusing on women's issues. Is that contributing to the surge?
Again, a critical base, not only to her, but generally for Democratic candidates. And when you look at these polls, the PPP poll in particular, indicates that there is a significant gender gap in her favor.
Now, I imagine both these polls were in the field around the same time. There's the public policy polling, or PPP poll, right, shows a virtual dead heat. Warren ahead by just 2 points, which is within the margin of error. Why the difference between 2 points and 6 points in the other poll?
It may have something to do about the way in which they collected their sample, whether they used landlines, and they also used cell numbers. All of these factors affect demographics. The likelihood is, for example, of young voters who usually do not have both landlines and cell lines. If you use the traditional selection of phone numbers, only relying on landlines, the argument is that you might miss out on some of those younger voters who only have cell phones. The specific numbers themselves are not what's so much important. The question is there a change in the direction of the poll? And that's why, for example, the PPP poll, which some people have said is from a Democratic-leaning organization, but remember, they were an organization that was showing a month ago Elizabeth Warren behind. Now they're showing Elizabeth Warren ahead. It's the direction that the numbers are taking that is probably the critical point, at least at this juncture.
We still got 50 days to go before the election. So is this a snapshot?
You've got it exactly right. It's a snapshot of when the poll was taken. In this case, last week, a few days ago, I guarantee you we're going to see at least 50 of these snapshots right up to Election Day. And the closer and closer they get to the actual day, those snapshots should be clear and clear and closer to the real thing.
Is the overabundance of these polls a good thing for politics or a bad thing?
Well, look, I'm a political scientist. I'm a professor. I'm not going to make an argument about not having information available and collecting information, including something valuable about the electoral behavior of the public. But to the extent to which polls drive the whole discussion about politics and about these races, I think they may be well overblown. It's very easy to do so, to send out a press release, to focus on these numbers. But as much attention, I would argue, should be spent and hopefully not taken away from the discussion of issues, the kinds of things that fundamentally are going to be decided by the choices that we make in November.
Okay. Paul Watanabe, a professor of political science at UMass Boston, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot, Steve.